With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump received a warm welcome when he arrived in Scotland, with people lining the roads to greet him. He took some time to play golf at his course on Scotland's coast. He also expressed his concerns about the out-of-control immigration in Europe.
You're allowing it to happen to your countries, and you got to stop this horrible invasion that's happening to Europe, many countries in Europe. Some people, some leaders have not let it happen, and they're not getting the proper credit they should. I could name them to you right now, but I'm not going to embarrass the other ones.
Author and historian Michael Oren tells Salem Radio Network that Israel must protect their Druze allies in harm's way in Syria.
Just as Israel would send its soldiers out to defend Jewish communities that are in danger abroad, so too we must defend the relatives, the blood kin of our members of our blood covenant with the Druze people. So this Israel is doing it with honor in the face of some international criticism, even criticism from members of the Trump administration.
In a Salem Radio Network interview, Dr. Oren said Israel's relationship with the Druze people has been difficult.
It's a complicated relationship, I must tell you. I fought in Lebanon for many years, and in Lebanon I fought against the Druze. The Druze were allied with Hezbollah for a long time. Now I don't know where they stand. The Druze in Syria are different in that way, in that they are very appreciative of Israel's help.
Fighting continues between Cambodia and Thailand, despite U.S. calls for a ceasefire. President Trump said Saturday that both Southeast Asian nations had agreed to a ceasefire in their border dispute, but skirmishes flared up along the front line again over the weekend. This is SRN News. The Army issues an apology, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
During the Biden years, an anti-terrorism briefing was given at Fort Bragg, during which instructors listed various pro-life organizations as potential terrorist groups. Pro-lifers complained to no avail. But now that President Trump is back in office, the Army is issuing an apology, stating that, quote, this mischaracterization was not only inaccurate, but also deeply inappropriate, as was the previous administration's inadequate response to the serious incident. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in some states are taking aim at higher education, trying to make state-supported schools less hostile to conservatives and Christians. Indiana, Florida, Ohio, Texas, Iowa, and Idaho have increasingly focused on university governance, rules for who picks university presidents and boards, and how much control they exert over curriculum and faculty tenure. This is SRN News. More kids are turning to AI for advice, guidance, and even friendship, and that is not a good thing.
About a third of teens say they had discussed serious or important issues with AI instead of real people. The study's lead author, Michael Robb, says the results should send a warning to parents, teachers, and policymakers. The largely unregulated AI industry is becoming as integrated with adolescents as smartphones and social media. Experts say many parents don't know how their kids are using AI. I'm Mike Hempen.
There's a Legionnaires outbreak in central Harlem, according to the New York City Department of Health, which says five cases have been discovered, but there are possibly several others awaiting test results. Water is being tested to find the source. Health officials say Legionnaires disease, which is a type of pneumonia, is transmitted by breathing in water vapor that contains the bacteria. More details at srnnews.com.